on Friday, which is Yom Tov. Neima, why don't we say, Kivon di bo yam tuye mosim amti lei. Is alpha gabs lo yam tuye command yam tuye dummy. Has Kivon di bo yam amti. Since if he wanted to, he could have brought his Erev out there. We're talking about now Thursday night. Thursday night, the first day of Yom Tov. Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry. So, Bein HaShemoshes of Yom Tov, if you wanted to, even though you didn't put the bread out there, you could, though, take the bread from your house and carry it out there and leave it outside there. So, Kivon di bo yam tuye, if you wanted to, you could have carried the Erev outside, is Motzim Am Tuye, you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov, lay El Abzai, the din should be, Afagav lo yam tuye. Even though then you did not bring the lechem, the bread out there at the Bein HaShemoshes at the beginning of Yom Tov. Is command them to you, dummy. It should be considered as if the bread was there. And just like you're saying by Yosef Svara now, the bread here is in the kukolo. The basket is on top of the tree, which is in the Rishus HaYochid. It's in a different Rishus right now. So right now, the Erev should not be chal. Why are you saying, Ravina saying the Erev is chal? Because since you could tilt the basket downwards and bring the basket into the makam of a karmelis, and then you want to take the lechem out and put it down, even though you don't do that, so you say the Erev is chal, because there is a hechatims to how you could take the Erev and put it down there. So in every Yom Tov, when you want to make an Erev for Yom Tov, you should not have to take your lechem there before Yom Tov and leave it outside the tchum to be kind of the Erev. No, even if the chalim is at your home, it should also be chal. Why? Because if you want to, you're allowed to carry the bread on Yom Tov. So if you wanted to, you could have taken the bread from your house on Yom Tov and bring it there. So since you're allowed to do it, even though you didn't do it, it should be kosher. Just like you're saying here. Right now, the lechem is in the basket in the Rishus HaYochid. And it's Rochiv Dalad Amis. It's not the Mokim Yashvisa. It's not where your Erev should be chal. They're telling me a svara. Since you have a Hechatimsa, how to bring it to you. So we look as if it's brought to you, as if the Erev is chal. So Bazoi, on Yom Tov, you should never have to bring the Lechem outside them. Every Yom Tov, you should be mutter to make a Ruvit Chumim, have the Lechem at home with you. And Stam have that, but I want to be kind of Shvisa outside, under that tree. I know exactly where the tree is. I where's your bread? A svara. Since I could get the bread there, let's look if it's as if it's there. Elamai, see, don't say this svara. So Drashi, Amrav Zeirum. Ho, there's a terrace ready. And the Gemara, Amrav Zeirum, Enechlam, you take it right. Now the reason why on Yom Tov you have to take the bread out there, I'll take Zeirum, the Galocha. Zeirum, Mishum, Yom Tov, Shechal, Liyois, Acher, HaShabbos. I tell you, the reason why they made Zeirum on Yom Tov, you have to put the Erev out there before Yom Tov, because what about if Yom Tov comes out on Sunday? Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos. So when do you have to have the Erev there? Moitzoy Shabbos, which means Bein HaShemoshes of Shabbos. Now then you're not allowed to, you can't carry Erev outside then. You want the Erev to be chal for Sunday, for Yom Tov, you have to put the Erev outside the Tchum, when? On Shabbos, like Bein HaShemoshes of Moitzoy Shabbos. At that time, before Moitzoy Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry then. So in such a time, when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, then Pshita, you have to have the Erev there from before Shabbos, and it has to be there for 2 days to be chal for Sunday. So it's a gzera that when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, you have to make sure the challah is there from before Shabbos, because then you don't have the svara, you could take it right now and bring it out there. Because right now on Shabbos is also the carry. So it's a gzera after the Yom Tov, after Shabbos, for every Yom Tov, the Rabbanu will go to and says, every time you want to make an Rubit Chum on Yom Tov, the bread, the lechem, has to be there before Yom Tov. It's only gzera. Without this gzera, it'd be mutter for Rubit Chum to be chal, even though the bread is at home. Because you have Ravina Svarim. Since there's a Hecha Timsa, you could get the bread there, it's mutter. So Drash Yom Rav Zera. Ho the Yatsuchu Rabbonin, Luchol HaMarvin, Lohoylech Eruvin Lamokim Shvisosai. What are the Rabbonin saying every Yom Tov? You have to bring the bread outside the Tchum to put it down there. I'll tell you Sonny Gzera, Mishum Yom Tov Achra Shabbos. Because in a case that Yom Tov is Sunday, so you have to bring the lechem on Shabbos right at the end of Shabbos. At that time, it's still an Issa Shabbos you can't carry. So then you can't carry the bread outside to the Mokam Erev. V'tzaruch l'alichem Erev Shabbos. When do you have to bring the lechem outside there? Erev Shabbos. Now, v'yarmut b'yalmo. If you tell me on every regular Yom Tov, nishavke b'beisi, you're allowed to leave the Erev in your house. Mishum hoyel, because of the svara, since you are allowed to carry it out there, it's considered like it's out there. Is hochinami, people come to make a mistake, people will make a mistake and be sending on the Erev that's in their house, even when Yom Tov comes out after Shabbos, comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos. And when Yom Tov comes out on Sunday, the Moitzoy Shabbos, you don't have this migul. At that time, when it's still Shabbos, Ben Hashemoshos, you're not allowed to carry the lechem out to the fields. So it's exactly the halacha why it doesn't help.
Right.
For the Mara 8th, they have a question you. Niskavin Lishvas Rishus Rabin. Somebody had that, he wanted to be kind of his Shvisa for Rubit Chumim in the Rishus Rabin. The Niach Eruvai, and he put his two lechems, the Kaisel in the wall, Lamat in the wall. The wall was on the side of the Rishus Rabin. Is Lamatim, yes, sir. If the wall is the place, the hole is on the bottom, on the 10th Fochin, is Alocha Lamatim, yes, sir. Tfochin Eruvai Eruv. Then the Eruv is Chal. It's still considered like in the Rishus Rabin, and the Eruv is Chal. So Rashi, Veniach Eruvai Bekoisel, Samach Lamokim Shvisa, Chutz Liyar Bamis. It was Taka more than 4 Amis away, Kamar, Okidakim Nebilon, like we said before. As if it's within a radius of 4 amas where you wanted to stay, as if it's within dal damas from where you want to be kind of shvisam, then midirabonim, all the dal amas around you, blives like Rishus HaYochid, and it goes ad l'shemayim, so any place, no matter how high up, would also be good. So we're talking about now this wall is more than dal damas away from the mokum where you want to be kind of shvisam. So we don't see right now as if the bread is at the mokum where you want to be kind of shvisam. So the only reason why the Erev could be Chal is if you're allowed to take the bread and carry it to the Makam HaShvisa. So now we say, if the wall is Yud Tfachim high, it's Rishus HaYochid, it's Osir. Mashenke Lamatam Yasar Tfachim is, let's say, Lamalam Yud Tfachim and Ruvi Erev.
Yeah.
Mashenke Lamatam Yasar Tfachim is Rashi the Ruvi Erev. V'yaf Agav, the Eruvai Chutzli Arba Mois, even though the Erev is more than Dal Damas away, or the Moti Shokalei, you can carry it. The Yesuya, Pochus Pochus Mi'abamis. Ah, you have to carry it more than Dal Damas. That's also Midiraisa on Shabbos. The Teretz says, since it's not in Rishus HaYochid right now, you can carry it Pochus Pochus. Shh. You can carry it Pochus Pochus Mi'dal Damas, you can carry it. And that's only also Midirabonin. Trash of Yesuya, Pochus Pochus Mi'abamis. So Afilu Bishabbos, Lo Yose, Ki Hai Gav Ne'elu, Mishum Shvus the Rabonin. So if the two breads, Ataka more than 4 amas away where you want to be Kurdish Risam, but if they're only in a Carmelist, they're in this hole that's less than you Yutfachim off the ground, it's only a Carmelist, so you're allowed to pick it up and carry it to the Mokum where you want to be Kurdish Risam. I, it's more than Dal Damas away, you carry it Pachas Pachas and Dal Damas, which is only Yasim with the Rabbonim, and Ben Ashmash the Rabbonim weren't Geizim. Then the din is Einer Ruvai. Why? Dinofe chus the Yarba Moisoid, Koi Rishus Rabim. Le Moslem Mishlem Rishus Yochid. The Hub Rishus Rabim, the Ruvai Rishus Yochid. Because since it's in the Kaiso, which is Yut Fachamai, it's called Rishus Yochid. So you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Yochid into Rishus Rabim. That's also in the Raisa. But Mela, the Arab is not Chal.
Yeah.
So that's the Talocha. Now, what about Niskaven Lishvayt Bereisha Shoivich? You had that to be kind of Shvisa on top of the wall. Oy Bereisha Migva, on top of the tower, that's where we wanted to be kind of Shvisa. As we say, Lamalim Meyutfachim, if it's Lamalim Yutfachim Eruv Erev, then the Erev is Chal. Since you want to be kind of Shvisa on top, and the Erev is Lamalim Meyut, you're in the same Mokim, then it's good. Jerash Niskaven Lishvayt Shvisa Bereisha Migva, Behu Gavoya Harbe, the Migva itself was very high up. And you put the Erev in the Migdal or in the wall. If you put it in the wall more than you Tfachim high, then the Erev is Chal. Even though you're not allowed to pick up the Erev and take it to you, you can't now pick it up. It's in the wall, the Erev. And you're kind of Shvisa all the way on top of the wall. So you're on top of Rishus HaYochid. And the Erev is in the wall on a lower point. So Rashi is saying, even though you're not allowed to take the Erev from the lower point and bring it to the higher point, why? You're carrying it from one Rishus HaYochid in the hole of the wall, and you bring it up now to the top of the wall, which is another Rishus HaYochid. But you're going Derech Avi Rishus HaRabim. You pick it out of the hole, you took it out of Rishus HaYochid, now when it's over the ear, this is the ear of Rishus HaRabim. So you're going derech abir Rishus HaRabim, that's Issa Moshit. The Kain Malon, the Moshit, the Afidu Lamala Meyud, even if you hold it more than Yud Tzvachim off the ground, Chayiv. Because that was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan they carried from one wagon to another wagon, and they used to carry it over the Rishus HaRabim. Even though the wagons itself were Yud Tzvachim off the ground, that's an Issa Moshit. They can't hand from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid over the air of Rishus HaRabin. So here, by taking the air out of the bottom hole, which is one Rishus HaYochid, and carrying it out in the Av Rishus HaRabin and bringing it on top of the wall, that would be Yosim HaDiraisa. But still, the air of Ischal, why? Because you could climb down now and eat the air of where it is. The chiv on the lamalam yasarahu heavy kibamokim shvisosay mamish. The whole lamalam yasara adar rakia chad reshusi. That even though you want to live on top of the roof, on top of the wall, which is less than 50 yamas high, but lamaisa, once you're 10 tefachim off the ground, between 10 tefachim, and no matter how high up you go, it's always called one reshus. There's no chalukya reshus once you're 10 tefachim off, no matter how high you are. So since lamaisa, the Erev is more than you tefachim high. So you being on top of the wall, you could climb down and eat the Erev where it is. So since the Zahecha Timta, you could eat the Erev, and it's not called a different reshus, because anything more than you tefachim high is called Adar Kiyah, is like one reshus, so with the Erev is chal. It's as if you can eat the Erev b'makaymai. Where's your makam? Even though your makam was on top of the wall, and there you can't bring the food, but so what? You could come down to the bottom part of the wall, which is also Rishus HaYochid, which is Lamala Meyud, and anything more than Yud Tfachim off the ground is a Svar, it's all called one Rishus, Duchas Erevin. So mainly you have Echatim Sar, each Erev, the Erev is Chal. Yeah, Erev the Erev. What about Lamata Meyud Tfachim? If you have the Erev in the wall, but it's on less than Yud Tfachim off the ground in the wall, that's not called Rishus HaYochid, that's not called them Kaimai on top, it's called on the bottom, then the locker is Ein Eruva Yerev. Then we say the Erev is not Chal. Why? Because you can't be in the same Rishus. The Erev is Lamala Meyud, Lamata Meyud, and your Lamala Meyud, there are two different Rishusim. Such Rashi, Ein Eruva Yerev, Chiddush Tikkun Rashi here, Ein Eruva Yerev, such Rashi, right next to the Goris Tabachis, Ein Eruva Yerev, to Lemotzi Lemishkula Mihu Karmelis, because he can't carry the bread out of this karmelis. We're saying now it's lamata meyud, it's not yud tefachim off the ground. So even though it's in the walls, maybe rochav dalad by dalad, at most it's a karmelis. So the chura karmelis is only yasim midrabbanan. So why can't you carry this bread from the hole in the wall that's more than gimel tefachim but less than yud tefachim? Why can't you carry it from there lamala on top to a shus yochid? So Rashi still it's awesome. Do lemotz lemishkalem yehu karmelis. The Yisuyel Arosh HaMigdol, to carry it from the bottom hole to the top of the Migdol, top of the tower. Sheshayvah Soma, you want to rest. Mishum Avir Rishus Rabin, because you're carrying it through the Avir Rishus Rabin. The Mamtile Derech Avir Rishus Rabin, Rishus HaYochid. You're carrying it through the Avir Rishus Rabin into Rishus HaYochid. Vinoch Somel, that's also Nisa Moshit. You have a big Kiddush of Rashi, that when you take something out of a Karmelis, and carry it through Rishus HaRabin into Rishus HaYochid, that would also be a Nisa Diraisa of Moshin. The Chur you learn, a Dask has to be from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. A Karmelis Lechur is called nothing. Here Rashi's Mashma, no. For the first Akira, even if the Akira was from a Karmelis, but since Lamais is going through Rishus HaRabin onto the top of the wall, or the top of the Migdal, which is Rishus HaYochid, that's also Wasim Diraisa. So maybe there's no Hechatim Sa'i to get the Lechem from the bottom Karmelis to the top Rishus HaYochid. I, as Rashi, Binochas V'Yochlon, let the person climb down from the top of the roof, the top of the wall, and eat his Erev downstairs on the bottom. V'Ocholei, Hosem Nofel V'Mokim Shvisosoi. He's going out of his Mokim Shvisom, because he's living on top of the Rishus HaYochid, and he's going down to a Mokim Karmelis, the different Rishus. V'Anan Suder Ruyim Meboy joined them Koymoy Binim. Hilchas Erevin means that Erev Tchumim, that at the beginning of Ben Hashmoshes, you have to be able to eat the lechem in the mokum where you want to be kind of shvisa. So here you want to be kind of shvisa on top of the roof, which, on top of the wall, which is Rishus HaYochid. Yerev is lamata in the Karmelis, and you can't eat it. You can't eat, if you eat it down the Karmelis, that's not called the same Rishus where you want to be kind of shvisa. So up there you can't get the Yerev there. Therefore the Yerev is not chal. Is the kasha again via my? Why is Nachal Hokinami? Name a hoyo v'yochel and taisoi or levido techasara. We're talking about Tosha. This is a moving tower that could be movable. It's like a big box by stoys. That's something, or a chicken coop. They say this migdol or the shoyvich. A shoyvich is like a chicken coop that you could move it. So since you could tilt it down, well, even though now it's lamala meyud, why don't we say you could tilt it down to bring it less than yud? Yochel and taisoi levido techasara. It would be just like Ravina's Terence by Kukola. You could tilt the basket downwards. Here also, tilt the shrevis downwards. Is Amar Ravina, Pashta Terence's? Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hocha b'migdal misum rastinin. This tower, the Havmin was a portable one. No, it's misumra, it's knocked down, nailed down. It's nailed down into the tree, into the wall, you can't move it. So it's not shaft to tilt it downwards. And Hocha b'migdal orachas kinaya migdal, it's a very long one. The mamte le purta, if you move it a little bit, also chus liyar b'amis. Then the cloud, the bread will go out of the yar b'amis, so the cloud won't be a good erev. His hechi domishrech gemara. Idi yikakafto masna, like the kafto masna. If he has a string and a window in the migdol, let him tie the string onto the food, and let him hang the string out of the window, and he'll be able to pull the food to him. So since the food is attached to the string, it's like agad, there's no issi d'raisa taking it from one rishus to another rishus. It's only yosim d'rabbonim. But midiraisa, it's not called an akira, since it's attached to the string, and the string is in your hand, that we have in the Gemara on Shabbos. If you have food that's attached to the string, and you throw the food away, since one side of the string is attached in your hand, there's no issur haitzur. It's still considered attached to your hand. So the kasher is now, if you have this big migdal, wherever you are, you're on top, and the erev is on bottom, so what? Take a string, and put it through the window, and tie it onto the food, and it'll be in your hand, vein hashemoshes. So about you could pull it to you, let the erev be chal, and the Gemara nechanami. We're talking about after the kimta, the less like kafto master. We're talking about such a tower here that the guy doesn't have any string and there's no windows attached. So now the only etzur is mamish to climb down to heat the erev on the bottom. So that's why it's usher. That since to bring it upwards is an issur d'oraisa, you carry it from one rishus yochid through rishus rabim to another rishus yochid, it's usher d'oraisa. I let him climb down and eat the erev there. So he's saying it's called a different rishus. He's upstairs in rishus yochid, downstairs is called the karmelis. Therefore the erev. Yes, so in the Aflam Medalad, in the bottom, Amar Aleph, in the bottom. Yinosto Bebor, Afilu Omok Meyama. So Mishnah said, if you put the Yerev inside a bor, no matter how deep down the bor is, even though it's 100 Amis, still the Yerev is called. Still it's called a good Yerev. No matter how far down the bor is. For the Gemara, what's the Chiddush here? Hai bor de koi hechi. Where is this bor standing that you're telling me a Chiddush? Even though you put your Yeruv Chumim way down, deep down in the bor, still the Erev is Chal. His high bor the koi heichim. Ilayim the koi b'shus hayochid. If the bor itself is in a b'shus hayochid, you have your backyard, and in the middle of your backyard, you have a big ditch that goes very far down. So the Mishnah says, the Chiddush, if you put your Erev, you put the path down deep in the bor, still the Erev is Chal.